Praise the Lord. Well, let's give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. I got to some benefits of tongues on Tuesday. And I said we'll pick it up from there today. Does anybody have any question from what we had discussed before? No questions. Okay, we are going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Somebody just read for us, please. That is our text throughout this teaching. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 11.
And now, brothers, I want to write about this. To share abilities the Holy Spirit gives up to each of you. For I don't want any misunderstanding to happen. You will remember that Paul will be saying Christian.
Not one
of you will speak a single word. But now, you are meeting people, messages from the Spirit of God. How can you know whether they are really inspired by God or whether they are false? There is the test. No one speaking by the power of the Spirit of God can call Jesus. And no one can say Jesus is Lord and really mean it unless the Holy Spirit is helping. Now God gives us many kinds of special abilities, but the same Holy Spirit who is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service to God, but it is the same Lord we are serving. There are many ways in which God works in our lives, but it is the same God who does the work in and through all of us who are His. The Holy Spirit displays God's power through each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. No one else may be especially good at studying and teaching. And this is His gift from the same Spirit. He gives special faith to another. And to someone else, the power to heal the sick. He gives power for doing miracles. To some and to others, the power to prophesy and preach. He gives someone else the power to know whether evil spirits are speaking through them, through those who claim to be giving God's messages, or whether it's really the Spirit of God who is speaking. Still, another person is able to speak in languages he never learned, and others who do not know language either are given power to understand what he is saying. It is the same and only Holy Spirit who gives all these gifts and powers, guiding which each one of us
to have.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And so we come to some benefits of tongues. Some benefits of tongues. So the first one, 1 Corinthians 14, 1 to 2. We read it on another note on Tuesday. It says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. So the advantages that we see here. One, When you speak in an unknown tongue, you are speaking to God, not to any man. You beat all human understanding. This is where we stopped on Tuesday, and I said on Tuesday, even the devil cannot understand. And somebody said, Satan himself can't understand. Praise the Lord. Who is he anyway? If it says you are talking straight to God and no man understands you, it also means you are not talking to the devil. Have you? Okay. The devil can't get it. Now, let me tell you why that is important. We are not going to open the Bible. I'll just tell you. You already knew the story. It's just that we want to pull something out of it. You remember Daniel? When he was fasting and praying, he was seeking information from God. And God sent an angel to bring the answer to him. But Daniel was not praying in tongues. He was praying normally. So God will still answer that one. Hallelujah. So the devil understood that he was waiting for an answer. So the devil set up his own soldiers. And when that angel finally came to Daniel, the angel explained to Daniel why the answer came so late. Are you following me? The angel said, from the moment that you started to pray, God heard you and sent me to bring the answer. The angel said, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days. Delayed me. To withstand is to delay or to resist. The prince of the kingdom of Persia delayed me for 21 days. That is why the answer is just arriving now. Hallelujah. He was held. You don't realize that as we gather here, they are fighting there. Well, spiritual warfare goes on. And let me tell you, if you're a real Christian, you know that it is going on in your own life also. Per second, per second. They're fighting over there. A lot of the warfare that goes on in support of you as an individual, you will never know. The angel said, he was arrested with the kings of Persia. And it was Michael, the archangel, that came and fought and released him to bring the answer. Are you following me now? Yes. Glory to God. So when you pray in an unknown tongue, you beat the devil. He doesn't know what you're asking for. And how can you ask for something in an unknown tongue? That's the next question. Abi? Yes. If I don't speak Igbo, how can I ask for something in Igbo? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. You see, when you're praying in tongues, you have a request in mind. You have a request in mind. Then you pray in tongues. God knows your heart. You have the request. Okay, I want to pray for my mother. Okay? I don't even know what is going on with her. I just say, now I'm praying for my mother. And I pray in tongues. The Holy Spirit knows anything over there. And he will just, since I'm praying, he will just help me pray. Hallelujah. Some years ago, there was this man here. I don't know, how many are from Ugbomosho here? You better know Ugbomosho, so everybody get out. Oh, praise the Lord. So you can stay. We have Ugbomosho here. Ugbomosho is here. Praise the Lord. Okay, Ugbomosho is here. Everybody, you can stay. We continue. Reverend Adeyemo, Debo Adeyemo, House to House Ministries in Ugbomosho, Praise Chapel. He was working at Unilorin Press. He was a secretary there before he retired and went into full-time ministry. But he came from Ugbomosho every day. We're prayer partners. One morning, I woke up praying early in the morning. And his name just came to me. And I did not know why, but I knew I had to pray. Since I didn't know what to pray about, I prayed in the spirit for him. Are you following me? So I just prayed in the spirit, and I prayed in the spirit, and that was it. That morning, he did not come to work. Then the next morning, he came to work. We didn't see yesterday. He said, on his way back to Ugbomosho after work, he had an accident on the way. He said he got up the next morning to come to work. He was in the bathroom when the Holy Spirit said to him, don't go today, stay home. That will be about the time that I was praying for him. Are you following me now? Praise the Lord. Give Jesus a clap offering. Hallelujah. So praying in tongues is not just for show off. I used to tell women, don't harass your husband with tongues now. you think that your husband is not spiritual enough, so you rap in tongues and you let him hear. It's not for show off. It's a spiritual gift that runs deep in application. Hallelujah. So from what we read, that is one of the advantages. You are telling the Spirit, you just help me say the prayer to God. This is what I want to pray about. You know more than I do. Eh? Help me say it to God. If you are saying it from your own mind, you can only say it at the dimension of your own knowledge. Do you follow me now? Okay. Hallelujah. Finally, in verse 2, he said, how be it? No man understands him. How be it? In the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now, who among us praying will not want to speak mysteries? Mysteries are things that we don't even know. Are you following me? So once you are praying in an unknown tongue, you are speaking mysteries. Glory to God. Let's take another benefit. 1 Corinthians 14:4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. So the first part is what we need, the A. If you speak in an unknown tongue, he says you edify yourself. What does it mean to edify? What does it mean to edify? The word edify, we all use it. To strengthen. You build up yourself. Praise the Lord. You build up yourself when you pray in an unknown tongue. If you're praying in the morning, you're praying in tongues, he says you are building up yourself spiritually. Hallelujah. Go and look at churches where they come against baptism in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, all the Pentecostalistic things. You don't see miracles happening. Are you following me? I mean, some individuals among them will be Pentecostal enough. Let's face it, when you go to denominational churches, you see individuals who are Pentecostal among them. Praise the Lord. Yes. But as a church group, once they stand against the Holy Spirit, you hardly see miracles. Hardly. But now, let's look at some cautions. Some cautions. Again, we are on 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14 speaks a lot about these things. When you get home, relax and read. 1 Corinthians 14, from verse 6 through verse 9. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine, and even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds. How shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. Praise the Lord. Now, this is what he said. We are going to look at it. But before we look at it, what the antagonists of baptism in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues say of this passage is that the Apostle Paul is saying that we must not speak in tongues in the church. That even if you do, go and speak in the secrecy of your room. I hope you follow me now. Okay, that is not what he is saying. Remember, he used the example of the pipe, the harp. He says, how will people know? How will people know what it is saying? He also talks of the trumpet, calling people to go to battle. If it does not make the right sound, how will people prepare for battle? So it is implied. He is talking about tongues. When you are standing before people and talking to people, who should understand? Are you following me? Have you seen somebody praying for somebody and all he's doing is praying in tongues? I've seen people do it. I'm kneeling down, you are praying for me. You're speaking that. The person who is kneeling down, he says that later. The person who is kneeling down, when will he say amen? He doesn't know what you are saying.
No.
Are you following me?
Yes.
But he didn't say don't speak in tongues in the church. Because in the church, listen, if I say everybody stand up, begin to pray. Pray in the spirit, pray in the understanding, and you begin. When I say begin to pray, you can speak any language. Abi? Are you supposed to be listening to what I'm saying?
No.
It's individualistic. It is still private. What I call private use in a public environment. Are you following me? If I say everybody begin to pray, each of you is talking to God. You are not talking to anybody who should be understanding you.
No.
Okay. So feel free. You can speak any language. If the man speaking by me is speaking Hausa and I'm speaking Igbo, what is his business with my Igbo? He has no business. You say your own thing. Okay. So it's a misinterpretation of what the apostle is saying. He didn't say don't speak in tongues in the church. It is when you want to communicate with people, speak a language that they can understand. That is what he said. Hallelujah. So, caution. When I'm praying, I don't think that I have been praying. Many of us, we have prayed together. I don't think that I prayed in tongues. Abi? Either as one and one or whatever, I don't think that I started to pray in tongues with you. No, I will speak English. So that when it is time to say amen, you may say amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
If you start to pray in the language the person understands, and then you then turn to the spirit's language and you are speaking in tongues, praying for somebody now, and then immediately,
if you change,
yes,
it is okay. Do you follow me?
Yes.
If you change, it is okay, but as much as possible, stay with the language that is understood, because the person that you pray for needs to also flow along. Are you following me? Some people are not even familiar with speaking in tongues. So when they begin to hear it, they may be raising questions in their own mind and not following your prayer. Are you following me now? Okay. Yes, sir.
Lord,
hallelujah.
You mentioned in the other time that in some of these traditional churches that miracles don't happen.
Hardly.
Oh, what?
You see, as an individual Christian, you can get a miracle.
Yeah.
But in the traditional denominational churches, I'm saying you don't see them out doing crusades and seeing the gift. Because remember when we started with tongues, I said those are signs. There is also the sign. When we come to miracles, you will see the sign. The sign can show forth in any believer. But the gift is a different thing. Okay, go ahead.
All right. You have explained that. But what I have discovered, the other time, there was someone here who told us, I think you were the one, that you are reading how many a day. And I know that as much as you read even scriptures apart from Bible, we understand. So when you read Bible as well, we understand. What you have just said about speaking in tongues is what we were taught. I mean, so many years back, that look, you want to speak in tongues, and you want to speak in tongues, and people who are there to understand what you are saying, nobody to tell you the meaning.
Yeah.
It's not useful. I mean, something like that.
Yeah.
And I believe so as well. But the way you have mentioned it now, it means you have read this passage several times. You've really gone into the real meaning, and you have really explained to us. And I myself, I'm getting to understand it better. Because this speaking in tongues, I remember sometime in 1972, when I was in Lagos, he was saying, the person leading us say, "Ah, you want to speak in tongues? Do this, do this." I felt it was not, I just felt it wasn't all that important to me.
Yeah.
And until now, I cannot speak in tongues.
Yeah.
But the way you mentioned it on Tuesday and the way you have mentioned it today, I'm beginning to have flavor to speak in tongues. Because I know that when I speak in tongues, I'm speaking to God.
Yeah.
And I know when by the time I'm speaking in tongues, my faith in God will increase.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
And I pray that very soon I'll start speaking in tongues.
Amen. Very soon. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sir, you said when we are praying for somebody, we should pray the language, the person we understand.
Yes.
There are some cases that speaking in tongues will help them. Let me give you a practical example. There was a day somebody fainted, a child. He was even almost gone. They thought he was dead. So when we were invited, I got there. I was led to pray in the spirit.
Okay.
Nobody understood what I was saying.
Yeah.
But that boy came back to life.
Yeah.
And one of the women came and said, "Mommy, ha, thank God, though. If not that the language you spoke, we didn't understand, that boy would have died." And the woman who said it's not even a believer. So I perceived that she was even one of the people that wanted to kill. She said, "If we have understood, if that boy would have died." So, sir.
Yeah. You said you were led.
Yes, sir.
When you are led, obey.
Yes, sir. But I feel,
period.
I thought at times, just like what Paul said, that I will pray in the spirit and I will also pray
in the understanding. Yes.
So, as I if we are praying for somebody and feel that the problem is too much, maybe for you even to tackle, you don't even know the solution, that's some complicated issue like that. And you pray in understanding and you also pray in the spirit.
Well, that was what I said to her. Remember? I said, if you pray in the spirit briefly, you would change then to the understanding. Abi, that was what I said. It is okay, but as much as possible. You see, you were led by the spirit to pray in an unknown tongue, and you should obey. But that is not necessarily required each time that you have to pray for somebody. Who I can share testimonies with you. One time we were coming from Oshogbo. After Okin, you know, when you're coming from Ofa, you get to Ofa, you come to Okin, you are descending into a valley. Then you are sent to one village where they sell some things on both sides. 1505 overtook us there. Boom! You know some of these people on the highway, you are going to wonder, oh, what is wrong with this one? He overtook us high speed. Then a few kilometers in front, he was in the bush. Had some assaulted, I don't know how many times. So the people, of course, immediately, you know, they're confused, walking, and but there was one lady laying in the brushes there, face up. I think she was thrown out. Do you follow me? Okay. I think it was my wife and I. We got there, and I watched the lady. She just laid there in the brushes. And I said, "What is her name?" And they told me her name. She was a Muslim, or had a Muslim name. She could be a Christian. I don't know. I didn't ask. And I said, "In the name of Jesus, open your eyes and get up." She just opened her eyes wide. And she sat. Then they stopped the vehicle to carry them to the hospital. I said, "Get up on your feet. Go to the vehicle." And she got up. And she walked in there. I didn't speak in tongues. I hope you follow me. So it is not that it is required all the time. No, but if you are led, see, that's a different thing. You see, there is what is called rhema. Rhema is God's specific word for you. It may be different from what he has even said in the Bible. The prophet Hosea, God said, go and marry a prostitute, whereas God commanded, anybody so sanctified must marry a virgin. Must not marry somebody who has been married before. Must marry a virgin. But he told Hosea, go and marry a prostitute. Are you following me now?
Yes.
Okay. So that was specific for him. It was not an instruction for everybody. All prophets, go and be marrying prostitutes. It was Hosea for a purpose. Hallelujah. Okay. Yes, sir.
I just want to say this testimony for speaking in tongues. You see, when we talk about speaking in tongues, there is no amount of teaching you want to carry away with from here that is stereotype. There are occasions that, as much as you want to pray in understanding, you will just find you are speaking in tongues.
Oh, yes.
So there is no stereotype. I was covering assignment some years ago in Illinois. I had an abscess. I had an operation and an abscess there. It was just really. And when we were rushing into the car, I rushed into the Mercedes car, they closed the door and the door jammed that abscess. And I went off. I was expecting. I shouted. Oh, they said, sorry. But because we were moving, breeze was blowing me. I didn't catch the effect immediately. But as soon as we landed at the reception ground, and I was the photographer covering the marriage, I went in like this. That place was too hot for me. I rushed out and felt like I was wanting to drink. By the time I got to the kiosk to buy a cook to drink, I collapsed. But a small child, a little bigger than this one, was the one that ran in and he said, my poor kid has fallen down, he's dying. And they rushed out. Doctors were there, they rushed out. Two gospel members was the one that was married. And a lady of blessed memory now, when she came out, that's why we always tell people, if somebody is sick here, don't tell us, pray for somebody that is sick. It's very known, tell us, okay, for me, sick. There are people who heart will be touched to say fervent prayer. That woman came out, disregarding whatever the doctors want to do, it helped both of my hands. And I was going. In fact, I was going. I saw my spirit right in the air. As this woman held both of my hand and she was speaking in tongues, I was very bad. I felt very bad with her. Because I was enjoying the journey. It was so beautiful. I quarreled with her, but she insisted on tongue and like you shot a ball in the air. I just swapped like this and I came back to my body. So that's the power of speaking in tongues. That language was directly to heaven. And it preached my journey to heaven.
Yes.
I want to share my experience. When I went to the last Bible, when during the NDV, the last paper which I want to write during that time, and my...
Stay here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah?
In full gospel, I was sent to Ibadan to go and do something. I carried the money. As we got to the... I think it's if you're done. And my spirit said that, speak in tongue. And I wonder, what should I speak in tongue for? I started. Within 5 minutes, I just it's a petrol tank. Just, I don't know what took it, and the petrol was on the street that day. Thank God that street, through that time, people said maybe it will have the flame would have cast fire. But what I remember that as within 5 minutes, which I stopped speaking in tongues, the accident happened. And when we got down, people were just saying rubbish things. I just began to thank God. And I remember that the Holy Spirit led me that I speak in tongues. And I remember, if I'm just saying, I don't know what will have happened that day, but I just spoke in tongues. And the Lord saved my life during that time. I can read that the Lord, the speaking in tongues is very, sometimes. The second one, I think this was last year, leading the spirit of God, speaking in tongues also. I was just praying in the midnight. And in the morning, I just heard that the assassinated came to my sister's house, that they want to kill her husband. And the funny thing is that they rescued their life from that accident. But I remember that I was speaking the same, during that period of time, I was speaking in tongues in my house, and they are at Abuja and Nilorin. And when I heard the story, I was very, very excited that the Lord is so powerful by speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. We are on speaking in a language that people will understand. Okay. Is that what you want to talk on?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I'm a poor brother.
You are the brothers of the Baptists.
Now, speaking in tongues, if not now, things are changing. I don't know why Ekwa doesn't believe in speaking in tongues. Is it because of the orientation given to us?
Oh, yes.
It is because of the orientation.
Oh, yes, it's the orientation.
Now, sadly, if not, things are changing now.
Yeah.
Because
things are changing even in the Baptist Church, in the Anglican Church. Those of you who are from St. Barnabas Cathedral, you know that I have ministered baptism in the Holy Spirit at St. Barnabas Cathedral. You remember?
Yes.
Okay. And everybody prayed in tongues. And remember, one lady even prophesied. Do you remember?
Yes.
Well, done in the revivals.
Yes.
One lady prophesied. She prophesied in diversities of tongues, and she interpreted. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. And she did not even know what she said. We had to tell her after the Spirit lifted off her. And it had to do with her son who was in Kaduna or somewhere, a pastor. So we had to tell her the message when she finished.
Now, my question is this. Those people that gave us this orientation from the beginning.
Yes.
Is it because they didn't understand this thing?
Of course, they didn't understand it. You cannot give what you don't have. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, yes, ma'am.
Those missionaries that come here never told us how to speak in tongues.
Yeah, that was said. They didn't know it.
Speak in tongues, eh?
No, that's what we have just said. They gave us what they knew. That is all. You cannot give what you don't have. That's what we have just said.
Then that is why many denominations now are just learning how to speak in tongues.
Well, let me
find it very difficult to accommodate it.
Sorry.
Because they will continue to tell you it's not with them, part of them in the original.
Yeah, let me do a little fine tuning. You're not learning how to speak in tongues.
No.
You are believing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is what brings about the speaking in tongues. I hope you follow me. Okay. So they're not learning to speak in tongues. I think I told you before, whatever church they invite me to speak, whatever the Lord gives me to do that day, I do. I shared with you First Baptist Church of Earth when Reverend Alade was there before he came to Emmanuel. Invited me for this program. I went with my wife. I think that was 96 or 97, I don't remember now. The first service was Sunday morning. Some of you know Mrs. Elegwede, she was there. I think it's her church. After speaking, everybody who wants to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, rise up. The whole church stood up. Baptists want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Don't hold them in bondage. spiritual bondage. They all got up. And it's not done by muscles. I stood there, spoke in the name of Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, everybody. Day of Pentecost. All of them, old and young. And one girl started to prophesy among them. And the youths who had the program brought the girl to the front. And I spoke. The spirit that's speaking in tongues in her, if you have the Lord, glorify the Lord. And then she was speaking in tongues. Now she started to interpret. Eminiolua, Eminiolua, Irosha Mitimura wasari, Bobobans of Uni, Etetisi, Baba, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. So I don't care whichever church, like I said, after this day, if they don't invite me again, glory to God. And if they invite me again, glory to God. Hey, let me just do my work today. That's all. Praise the Lord. Okay. But the denominations are learning now. Many of the Anglican bishops these days are filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. Hallelujah. So let me go on. My time is really flying now. So now, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 23. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues, that can mean those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that ye are mad? Praise the Lord. In other words, we are gathered. You speak to the church. You sit down. Somebody else speaks. He sits down. No interpretation. You have not ministered to the visitor who does not understand. Are you with me? Because he is coming gradually to the gift. Praise the Lord. Because all we have been doing so far, we're talking about the sign. Are you with me? He's coming gradually to the gift. So don't just do all things speaking in tongues. Communicate with people who don't. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14 again, and verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. So those who forbid it are violating the command of the Lord. If you don't want, don't want. But don't hinder somebody else. Hallelujah. So, 1 Corinthians 14, 14 to 15. I'll read it. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. And when you look at that, you see that he's talking about himself. Himself. He's not communicating with people. Maybe he's in his house worshiping. Sing in the spirit, sing in the understanding. Pray in the spirit, pray in the understanding. Are you following me? He enjoys himself. Hallelujah. But what we want to see is this, knowledge. He says, when I am praying in an unknown tongue, my understanding is without profit. Even me, I don't understand it. That is what he said. Praise the Lord. When you minister the baptism in the Holy Spirit, some people begin to pray in tongues. But because they realize they don't understand what they are saying, they keep quiet. They will say, I was saying something, but I didn't understand it, so I kept quiet. But it is already taken care of in the scriptures. Even you will not understand it. Even if you have the gift to interpret, the interpretation of tongues, it is not every tongue that you interpret. You only interpret when tongues are applied in prophecy, not when you are praying to God. Whom are you interpreting for? God? Okay. Praise the Lord. So some people argue, if you speak in tongues at all, you must interpret. You are wrong. Go and set your pride aside. Sit down humbly. Let the Holy Spirit take you through. It is not every tongue that you interpret. It is only when it is applied in prophecy. And that brings us to the gift of tongues, which is called diversities of tongues. That is where we now come. Praise the Lord. All we have been talking about was the sign, what every Christian should manifest. But now we come to the gift, diversities of tongues, which is still about everything that we have talked about, except that you are now speaking various mixed tongues. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. Diversities of tongues. You see, in a fellowship, everybody is singing, everybody is praying in tongues, everybody praying the spirit of praying, you're praying. Then you hear one voice come out. All of you know that it is different. Are you following me? You see, the language is different from the general tonguing, and you can see something evolving. So without anybody saying, others keep quiet, you all naturally keep quiet. Do you follow me? Somebody is now speaking in diversities of tongues and bringing a message, and we want the person to speak. Praise the Lord. And after the person has spoken, it is now required that there be interpretation. Otherwise, like we have said, then the whole thing has no meaning to anybody. Nobody is blessed. So the Apostle Paul warns, if you speak in tongues, that is in prophecy, you must interpret, or somebody else must interpret. And if you know that in your fellowship you don't interpret and nobody will interpret, he says, keep quiet. When you prophesy and we don't know the prophecy, what good is it to us? It is of no good, no use. It's not good. Hallelujah. So briefly, that is what diversities of tongues applies to. It is applied essentially in prophecy, and you must then interpret. Praise the Lord. And with that, we come to interpretation of tongues, the gift, interpretation of tongues. And I have just talked about it. When you prophesy in an unknown tongue, somebody must interpret. But let us resolve something. I have heard some ministers say, among the antagonists of baptism in the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, they said, look, you can hear this person speak in tongues. The one who is interpreting is not interpreting at the same syllables. Do you follow me now? They argue. What sort of thing is that? In other words, they're saying, if somebody says in English, I want to go to Lagos, and he tells me to interpret, we use that word, shall I say generically or whatever, okay? I have to say, Mufelosieko. You see, syllable for syllable. Are you following me? Actually, that should not be called interpretation. It should be called translation. I am translating from your English to my Yoruba. Are you following me? Let me show you the difference from the Bible. Proper interpretation vis-a-vis translation. Now, let's see. The book of Matthew, chapter 27. And let me just take verse 16. You know it. This is Jesus. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you see syllable for syllable? That was translation. Are you following me now? Yes. Praise the Lord. Now, let us take interpretation from the Bible. The book of Daniel, chapter 5, verses 25 to 28. Daniel interpreting the writing on the wall. Are you following me? Okay. I read. And this is the writing that was written. Many tekel upharsin. Many tekel upharsin. He now says, this is the interpretation of the thing. Are you following? He now says, many interpretation. God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Now, is that syllable for syllable? No. One word interpreted to a whole sentence. Are you following me? Take the next one. Tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Do you see that? Perez. Thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Do you see the difference? This is interpretation. It is not translation. Interpretation means that there is a secret built into something and you have to bring it out. Look at Perez. Your kingdom is given to the Medes and Persians. In the word, you don't even see Medes. You don't see Persians. I hope you follow me now. Minimally, you would expect that those two names will come up. They did not even come up. Hallelujah. So the interpretation is what the Holy Spirit gives to you. If the Holy Spirit says, if the Holy Spirit gives you AI, he can interpret it to a whole book. Are you following me? It is not a translation. That is why you interpret dreams. Because dreams come sometimes with certain things hidden in them that will be brought out. When the Pharaoh had his dream, 7 fat cows, 7 lean cows, and the lean ones ate the fat ones, and they did not get fatter. Shota, if he said it in Arabic, and I have to translate it to Yoruba, I would say, Malu to Sara Meje, Malu to Sara Meje, I want you, Sara, once it be, I want to Sara me. Sibe, sibe. Oh, Sara, that is translation. But interpretation was, the 7 fat cows are 7 years. The 7 lean cows are 7 years. And because the 7 lean cows ate the 7 fat ones, there will be 7 years of plentiful supply, followed by 7 years of drought, of famine. And the famine will be so difficult, so tough, that all of what you have saved during the first 7 years will not be able to. Do you see the difference? Glory to God. Give Jesus a clap offering. If you want to clap, clap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't let people drive you with diverse doctrines. Driving you left and right with diverse doctrines. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. What you hear, go and judge carefully before you swallow them. Because when you take in a wrong doctrine, it becomes a part of your spiritual life. And it doesn't bless in any way. Give Jesus another clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stop there for today. It's 11 o'clock. We'll continue next week. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 27:46, not
16. 46. Did I say 16?
Yes.
Okay. 46, please. 46. Any other question? Yes, ma'am.
How about people who have the kids, but they are not allowed to use the kids in their churches? Do they remain there? Like in my former church, where I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we were taught that we are not allowed to manifest the gift. So at times God will be giving gift of prophecy and just keep quiet because we are not. But we were taught within the church to receive, but we were not allowed until God called me out before I could manifest. So how about people? I know there are still believers in different churches that they have received this gift, but they are not allowed to manifest.
Well,
do they remain in such churches? Or
okay. It is up to the individual to decide on what he is going to do. What I know for sure is this: God does not use sentiment in anything. I had my own problems with sentiment. God broke it. My grandfather was a Baptist pastor. Our house is called Ilebagbo in Obumosho. That was where Christianity started. And traditionally, we have been Baptists. And my grandfather was buried on the church premises at Okeleri. All of the things that don't matter to God. So I was in a Baptist church. By the grace of God, I was able to jump the doctrine. I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And after jumping the doctrine, my life couldn't be the same again. And I appreciated God. And I was in a Baptist church, and I wanted to function there. And God used me among them, used others among them. Sister Mary was one of us there. And I didn't want to be a pastor. I wanted to use my gift in the church. Be under the gifts, like I said, people think if you have a gift, you must get out, go start your own church. Error. Error. If God is not calling you to go and start a church, sit there, use your gift. The gift is for the benefit of the church. The gift is not for starting a church. I hope you follow my point, that it's wrong. And we were there doing our thing, and God was blessing the people. But the leadership gave us a hard time. But God is faithful, because whatever they were going to do before they did it, God revealed it ahead of time. And then it came a time when they called us to a meeting, and they told us, you have to stop all this baptism in the Holy Spirit, this healing, deliverance, all like this, bam, bam, bam. Because this ground on which the building is standing belongs to the convention. And we have to abide by the values of the convention. If you cannot, you have to leave. Go and start your own church. Go and start my own church, or go elsewhere. And I had to pray. Your heart is heavy. Of course, I told them at that meeting, don't you know you are responsible to God? They said no. I'm not kidding. I said, but you are responsible to God. They said no. They said, we are responsible to the convention. I'm not kidding. So the Lord said, get out. God, no sentiment. God said, get out. Go and use my gift. Let me bless you. And if you don't use the gift will die. You don't use your talent. You bury your talent. It will be taken from you and given to somebody else. And I had to make sure that I was not hearing my mind. You know, I had to pray and check and pray and check. And when I was satisfied, I told God, okay, I think I'm satisfied now. But tell somebody else to tell me. And the next day I went to Professor Denny's house. And he said, you know, I was praying yesterday, and God said, I have told you people to get out of there. I said, praise the Lord. And then I told God, now I know I'm living. It was still painful. I'm leaving the Baptist church. It has no meaning to God. What is Baptist? What is Anglican? A Christian is a Christian. That is all. Forget it. Forget about all that sentiment. So I told the Lord, I want you to give me one Sunday morning to minister in the church. Impossible. If you have been accused of heresy, how can they put you on the pulpit to preach? Are you with me? I asked for something that was impossible. And I told God, this is what I will say. This is what I will say. And it will be my last Sunday. I promised him. And we went to the church for the group meetings. Egbe Obiri, Lydia, Mundia, all of those things. We went for the meetings in the church in the evening. And the church leader came to me and said, Dr. Kala, will you be in town over the weekend? And I said, yes, sir. Will you preach Sunday morning? I said, yes, sir. Give Jesus a clap offering. Big one. Woo! Wow. Wow. This God? He proves himself as God. And it was my last Sunday. I told God it will be the last. It was my last Sunday, and I gave them my message. And the elderly man who was on the organ, when we finished, came and said, hey, this is the kind of thing we want to hear in this church. They won't let us. He didn't know that I was out. Praise the Lord. So if you are there by sentiment, get out. If you know that you are there, you are helping, stay. God needs people to bring about change anyway. Okay, so you have to resolve it yourself. Glory to God. Let us pray. Somebody, okay.
If somebody is saying prophecy and another person is interpreting,
yes,
so that person who is a spirit now suddenly stopped for some times.
The one who is interpreting stopped?
No.
The one who is prophesying stopped. Okay.
Then later, he now prophesy again, and somebody now realized what that prophecy person was saying. Later, they now said that that person interpreting was not saying the correct
interpretation.
Interpretation.
Okay.
Of what that prophecy Lenny Gable was saying.
Okay.
So, is it what I want to ask now, is it possible for that person in spirit to know, to hear, understand?
If you are in the spirit, if you are in the spirit, what can't you know? If you are under the hand of the Spirit of God, you can be given any information. You can be given. Okay. Sure. Praise the Lord. Let us pray now. Everybody, let us pray. Let us pray. Just bless the name of the Lord. Give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Again, express your desire, because after these teachings, we are going to minister to us. And as many as desire to receive, you will receive. And you will also receive gifts. But be preparing your heart right now. Prepare your heart. Let's bring our prayers to a close. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Thank you.